Hello, Disney friends.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. So we celebrate with our cocktail in a cup. What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking a relatively light lager beer. I'm celebrating Taco Tuesday with some Corona.
And I am not. I'm celebrating with the last snow just for our friends up in Ohio.
Oh.
Hi, Mom. Anyway.
It's cold. Yeah, all literally. Right, now, you will notice a theme with our coffee cups. Bring your coffee back up. See, a pumpkin. Yep. And there's also a Christmas bucket right there. Here you go. We have dates.
We have dates. We're going to get into all that. We have dates for Mickey's Not So Scary, Mickey's Very Merry, all of that. Plus, yeah. We have a new shop that's opening up in Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have, what else we have? We've got the Toy Story characters. Toy Story characters are coming to Typhoon Lagoon. But before we get into all that, hi, everybody. My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are the WDW Park Hoppers. We come to you from
WDWParkHoppers.com. See, I never get to do that. It is like switcheroo. Yeah, we're in a different room.
Let me try that. We come to you from WDWParkHoppers.com. And you can find us there. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter.
Hi, David.
YouTube, Instagram, all at WDWParkHoppers. So before anybody starts really freaking out, here's what's going on. For those of you who follow me on the Coffee Break stuff with the John C. Donahue, Facebook.com/John C. Donahue stuff. Every morning at 10:10, I do a coffee break.
Yes.
And I do leadership, personal development, and that kind of stuff. So this scene is not actually that uncommon. But we always usually record in the studio, which is down the hallway.
We being the Tuesday night.
Yeah, the Tuesday night thing.
I always push for a different look.
Right.
Because I think it reads better. But
so we've been having some issues with computers. So I got a brand new laptop. We got a brand new desktop. And the desktop just came back. Literally, I walked in 45 minutes ago with the desktop, got everything plugged in. And got everything plugged in, and it worked. The downside is
I poured beer.
We didn't have everything prepped well to get into the studio. So we're going to go with this look tonight. Those medals in the background are some of the race medals that I've done.
Those are yours.
Sarah has three times as many medals because she's more awesome than I am.
Whatever.
But we did want to put some decorations up because we're going to be theming everything to Christmas and Halloween. That gets that out of the way. Hey, guys. Sid, did you know, what are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend?
We have a meetup this weekend.
We have a meetup. So we're joining forces with Tony, which you look a lot.
You look better. If you go back and you watch the Disney Parks podcast for this week, you will notice some similarities between John's wife's outfit and John's online wife's outfit.
In fact, actually. So our Halloween costumes are, I'm playing Park Hopper John from the Disney Parks podcast, and Sarah is being Tony from the Disney Parks podcast. That's her Halloween costume.
Look at that. There you go. That is as smiley as Tony gets. All now, right.
As handsome as he is, she's definitely hotter. Way hotter. So the Disney Parks podcast crew, Tony and all of his peeps over at Disney by the Numbers, we're all joining forces, getting together this Saturday at the Pool Bar and Grill, PB&G, at the Four Seasons Resort over at Walt Disney World. Now, the cool thing is we're going to be...
Smoke coffee.
We're going to be
just
out.
A little excited.
We're going to be out at the Pool Bar and Grill. It's going to be open air. Hopefully, it'll be warm, not super hot. But it's going to be at 3, at noon till 3. Mm-hmm. We would prefer that you go to the events page here and just let us know you're coming so we can get a good head count, because we're going to get a message to Chef Mikey, and Mikey is going to smoke some coffee for us. So show up, have a good time, order off the menu, eat, drink, be merry, and then at some point, Chef Mikey's going to bring out some smoked coffee for us to enjoy. He smokes the beans, then he makes the coffee, and it is to die for.
It is amazing.
Truly. So,
all right, and I feel weird because normally we have like something in the middle, so it looks like I'm looking at the camera even when I'm not, and I keep finding myself like, you're going to get my profile today, y'all. I'm sorry. So I've got a screen over here, and there's a screen over here.
And the camera's right there.
Right there?
Right there.
Right there. Okay.
So,
don't put your fingerprint on the camera.
So the meetup is this Saturday, the 24th, from noon to 3. There is no self-parking, so you'll have to do valet parking, but they will validate your ticket. So parking is somewhere around $5, $6. Tipping the valet.
Hi, Beverly.
And David.
I said hi to David earlier.
I miss David. And Ronald's watching. Ronald Elwood Hook.
Ooh. Hello, Ronald. Welcome to the show.
Yep. So
to sit there all quietly. There's actually six. There's a handful of people watching us live. We just don't know who they are.
Yes. We have a few people watching, and I appreciate you guys being here. So that is that. We want to make sure that you come check that out. And then we're going to make some announcements about the next events coming up soon. But you've got some big announcements.
Well, to start off big announcement, but tickets are now on sale for Mickey's Very Merry Halloween Party and the Not So Scary Christmas. I do that every time.
That's
okay.
My thing too. I do that all the time.
I always call it Mickey's Not So Scary Christmas Party, and I don't know why. It's not so scary, but there are moments. Some of the characters do. Okay. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Halloween. And Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. These are at Magic Kingdom Park, and the tickets are now on sale. So, Not So Scary Halloween Party comes first.
Yeah, we'll have the
34
dates. Yeah. We'll have the dates on the blog here shortly. We don't think you need to run through all the dates.
Start August 17th.
They start the middle of August.
August 17th. There's 4 dates in August. And then there's a whole bunch of dates in September and a poop ton of dates in October.
Yeah, there's a lot of dates.
Including October 31st, which always sells out first. So if you want to go on Halloween to Magic Kingdom and go trick-or-treating in Mickey's house, buy them now. So, returning treats include the Hocus Pocus Villain Spelltacular stage show in front of the castle, featuring the mischievous Sanderson sisters from the hit Disney film Hocus Pocus. It was sort of a cult classic.
Yeah,
it came back. Went away, and it is so back with a vengeance.
Yep.
So, Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade kind of gets stuck in your head after a little while.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Happy Hallowishes Fireworks Spectacular, led by the Disney villains. It's the only time they really get to make a good debut.
Yeah, it's the only time they get to shine.
Now, the tickets start at $75 in advance or $85 at the gate, if they're available. Very rarely are, unless you're going in August.
Right. But wait, there's more.
There's more?
Yeah. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time parade is just one of the things you can look forward to during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. When the season changes, after we get done with the last Halloween party on the 31st of October, magically it transforms into Christmas time. Starting November 8th is when the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party comes back to the Magic Kingdom Park for 22 dates this year.
You have to give Mickey a day off.
Yeah, Mickey's got to rest up. So the dates are all through November and December. The last one in December is December 21st. Mm-hmm. So returning favorites of the holidays includes Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade, Holiday Wishes, Fireworks Spectacular, a Frozen Holiday Wish featuring the beloved characters from Frozen, transforming the castle into a magical ice palace of awesome.
That's his favorite thing ever.
It's not.
Let it go.
There's also the new Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration. Say that 10 times fast, which is the new 4-quart stage show for the holidays. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tickets.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tickets start. Hold on to your butts. $95 in advance. Or $105 at the gate, if available. Guests can purchase both of these special event tickets by calling 407-939-1872. Now, there is a pass holder discount of like $7 or $8 off, depending on when the party is. You're not going to get a good pass holder discount on Halloween night.
Or the 21st of December.
Or the 21st of December. But go ahead and check that out. Now, If you're coming to Disney, here's a tip. Everybody wants tips and how to save money. Most of the time, you can get into the park on these extra hard ticketed events around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The party goes till midnight. The park will stay open technically till 1 to allow all guests time to get out of the park and go through and get their shopping done. So you technically can
get the shopping.
A good solid 8 hours of time in the park. Plus, you get to see fireworks and parade that you don't normally get to see all year. So is it worth the extra money? In a way, if it's worth it to you, then it's worth it. It's worth it if you're not going to try to do another park that day, because you're not going to get a full day. And for $100 to get into the Magic Kingdom, and you have to get out of the park by 7, so it's not worth it. So
7? 6?
Yeah, the park closes at 7. That's when the party starts.
You realize Aunt Jan is now watching, and we can't find our words with both hands.
That's okay.
I cleaned that up for you, Aunt Jan.
It's been a long day.
Yes.
So, what's next, baby?
All right. So, if you haven't had enough, there is now going to be new shopping at Disney Springs. More shopping.
Even more shopping.
So, this May at Disney Springs down here, Disney World, right down the street, new shop called Disney Style will join Disney Springs West Side as the destination for fresh and stylish apparel and accessories inspired by the beloved attractions at Disney parks and timeless Disney characters.
That's so fresh.
It is. It's just so fresh. Tony can't flip his hair like that.
Tony doesn't have long hair.
Well, Tony doesn't have much hair.
He could flip his beard hair.
He could flip his beard hair like that. It's like the, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so products that we found at Disney.
Skip to the next.
Yeah, all right, yes, dear. Modern Disney fashionistas will find a curated assortment of fashion-forward products at Disney Style, from spirit jerseys with nod to Disney princesses.
Spirit jersey.
To playful headwear with a Disney twist.
Get it.
Guests can easily create stylish outfits, perfect for visiting Disney parks, by mixing and matching fun shirts with accessories such as handbags, headbands, hats, socks, and more.
Wow.
This location will be found adjacent to Star Wars Galactic Outpost. So the rumor is, because no one's actually said it, in the old Harley Davidson store.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Disney Style is expected to complement an already stellar lineup of Disney-themed merchandise located at Disney Springs.
I have an opinion, but I'd like to know what you think first.
I think it's probably going to be some of the things that they consider a little trendier. So the purse and accessory store is probably going away. If anybody doesn't know, there's this one shop when you come down the escalator and the World of Disney is to your right, Polite Pig is to your right.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
And you go to your left, you go just a little ways. On your right, there's this little shop that keeps changing its identity. It was a home goods store, then it was a t-shirt shop, now it's accessories and purses and stuff. That's where you got me my dog purse.
That's true. That's what this is. That's pretty much what this is, yeah.
But they have shirts and things also. So they're just moving all of that stuff there. So I wonder what they're going to do with this other location. And then across from that, we actually found a coffee mug in another shop that just sort of popped up out of nowhere that seemed to fit this perfectly.
Right.
So it does feel like Disney just likes to move things around to keep us on our toes.
Especially with the Harley Davidson location, the two locations that are in the landing area, those are prime real estate that I think they can give to somebody else, a higher paying customer. You said the word trendy.
But the Harley Davidson store is in a landing area because you come down the other escalator from the other garage. Right.
Yeah, but that's on the west side. The landing is the official title of the
area. I thought you meant the area. Landing area for an escalator.
No, that's the official title of that whole area. So here's my thing about this. If you go to Disney Springs Marketplace, you can find trendy.
Yes.
All the fashionista dresses and all
the
that
store
stuff.
The store is called Trend-D.
Right.
Trendy.
So we have that. And then inside the Marketplace Co-op, you have at the back of the co-op, you have all of the Dooney and Burke and some of the other higher end purses.
Plus the dresses.
Plus the new character themed dresses, which I think a lot of those and all of that area is probably going to find its way to this new shop. Here's my problem with that.
Okay, I don't agree with you. I'm not getting that from this, because this is saying, you know, they're talking about jerseys and hats and things like that. I think this is going to be more the stuff that's cool.
Sure. Based off Disney characters and attractions. That's the one thing that I was hung up on. But
there isn't anything at Disney that isn't based off a character and attraction. Let's be honest. You're wearing Orange Bird on your chest.
But, yeah. So here's my problem. Trendy female. Store at the back of the Marketplace Co-op, female. new place over in the landing, female. New place at the old Harley Davidson location, probably from the words that they're using here, predominantly female. There is a small shop inside of the co-op that is predominantly male-based. I really think that it's
time. All male-based.
Yeah. But it's t-shirts. So, I mean, I consider t-shirts unisex. You know, if you found a small enough t-shirt.
There's button-down shirts. Sure. There's hats. It is a guy's shop.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I don't know if they have the sales figures to back it up. I would love to see a guy's shop. I would see an expansion of the I think it's 28 and something. Somebody in the chat room could tell me.
Disney? Challenge accepted?
Yeah, I just think that it's time that we had a guy's store, especially taking over the Harley-Davidson location.
Okay, well, they're taking over the Harley-Davidson location, but they moved the Harley-Davidson location.
Sure, I get it. But you stop and think, you've got the trendy new place, okay. Disney style. What?
So I don't know if y'all can see this. We have literally watched every emoji go across. Everyone has an opinion from one side to the other.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, there we go. One side to the other.
So,
From angry face to happy face, I think they're laughing at us.
Probably.
Because we're cute.
What can I say? All right, so let us know what you think in the comments. Moving forward, last big story before we get to the Q&A section of our evening is Toy Story characters are set to take over Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park starting on June 21st. So they're doing an unforgettable, they say the unforgettable nighttime pool party. So Disney,
say that five times,
Disney park guests can start making plans to come join their favorite Toy Story characters during the Disney H2O Glow Nights. Just rolls off the tongue. Which is a splashy new nighttime pool party coming to Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park later this summer. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now for this After Dark event, which is part of an incredible summer coming to Walt Disney World Resort. And incredible summer is capitalized because the Incredibles movie is coming out. They've got all the incredible stuff that's happening at Disneyland.
Everything is themed as the Incredible Summer.
Everything is incredible summer this year. So tickets for this event are actually not that expensive. They're $55 plus tax for guests ages 10 and up, mm-hmm. and $50 for children ages 3 through 9. That's pretty
good. You realize you just said it's not that bad.
It's not
Disney,
that bad.
Disney has conditioned us. Right. The $55 to go play at a water park with hopefully some fun lights and extra things being there is not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal because, you know, they'll have free ice cream and other things there if they do the same thing like some of the pass holder events.
Okay.
There. On Thursday and Saturday evenings from June 21st to August 11th, Rex and his Toy Story pals will transform Typhoon Lagoon like never before by throwing a glow party in the surf pool
Rex.
And throughout the park. Rex, a.k.a. Partysaurus Rex.
These are my little T-Rex hands.
Yeah, great big head, itty-bitty hands. Okay. Rex will serve as host and invite guests of all ages to join the festivities. All attractions will be open for guests' enjoyment. And as part of the fun, there will be special food and beverage offerings.
Yay!
Toy Story character greetings, a DJ dance party on the beach, and oh, so much more. Disney H2O Glow Nights will also feature the Worf, not to be confused with Worf from Star Trek, but... Worf.
That wasn't in the camera.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
The Worf, a unique adults-only area with a private bar, entertainment, and additional seating, because that is needed, and that's not sarcastic.
Now, you notice $55. I'm sorry, I'm pointing at the screen over here. You notice $55. Oh, yeah, special food, special beverages, private bar. You're still paying extra for all that.
Sure, totally understand that.
Okay.
To purchase tickets and to learn more about Disney's H2O Glow Nights, call 407-939-1872. Now, Disney H2O Glow Nights is one of the many new and exciting experiences coming to Walt Disney World Resort as part of the Incredible Summer.
Incredible Summer.
Which will include the 20th anniversary of Disney's Animal Kingdom, including Up, a great bird adventure, because bird is the word, beginning April 22nd.
I promise you all, he has barely touched his. We have not been drinking today. It's really just already been that week.
Yep.
And it's Tuesday. And you took yesterday off.
I took yesterday off. So the big Up show starts April 22nd. Donald's Dino Bash starting Memorial Day weekend. Okay. The Incredible Tomorrowland Expo at Magic Kingdom Park featuring the characters from The Incredible, which I think that's just like Incredibles dance party.
Okay.
The launch of Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios is on June 30th.
Wait, and the thing you're most excited about?
No, I'm least excited about this.
Really?
Yeah. The Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Live concert series at Epcot beginning on June 9th. Here's my fear. That Gamora and Star-Lord and Drax and Rocket will actually sing. I don't want to see that. They could come up and talk, and they could like pew 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 pew, but I don't.
That's Star Wars.
I don't ever want to see them like, you know, Gamora. When I think about you, I think about the first time I ever saw you, and then they do one of the songs from the soundtrack. I just can't.
Oh, that would be bad.
So that's just some of the stuff that's going on for the Incredible Summer.
I want to know. If for Donald's Dino Bash, I don't know if anybody remembers this, are they going to have Donald come out in his little caveman outfit? Because I need a picture of that from my mother-in-law. Mom is an absolute Donald freak.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's the truth.
Yeah, it's actual.
It's factual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-day.
Right. All right. We love you guys so much. Thank you for taking time out of your busy evening to spend it with us. We appreciate you guys going over to www.parkhoppers.com and all of the stuff that we do social.
And who are you?
I'm Park Hopper John.
I am Tony Castelnova of Disney by the Numbers. Have a fantastic week.
That's right.
And don't forget, WDW Park Hoppers, four parks, one world.
And everything in between.
Cheers.
We'll see you next week.